Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Mayor Jim Mueller joins us on today's program to take a look back at 2016 and preview what's ahead for the city of Pella in 2017. Well, Mayor, a new year is upon us as we begin to head into 2017, but a lot that was accomplished at the city level from 2016 for the city of Pella. We've had the chance to talk now 3 years in a row welcoming in the new year. First of all, just give our listeners a general overview of some of the successes and challenges that Pella faced over the past year.
So many of the projects that we've taken on actually go over so many years. I'm going to list a few of them that weren't just 2016, but some of them started long ago. But we're seeing a lot of the benefits of those in this current year as well as going on into the future. A couple of them that I'd like to call out are just street maintenance and rebuilding some streets. East Main Street, East 3rd Street, Washington Street, Oskaloosa Street, West 1st Street, Hazel University, and too many repairs that I could even mention. So obviously we've taken a very serious look at upgrading all of our transportation issues in the community. Some other areas that we've made investments in is really securing a reliable water source going forward. We're looking at trying to create a situation where we've got a good, stable, clean water source for the next 20 or 30 years. We're looking for this to be a real generational investment. It's a $18 million investment that we're making in drilling the new Jordan well, which is in place, tested, and ready to start supplying water. The piping that goes from that well over to the water treatment plant is in place. And right now they are working on installing the reverse osmosis treatment process, which is, again, a way that we can treat a Jordan well water. So it's a little bit different than the water that we've typically been getting. So it takes a little bit different process. Also, as a community, I'd like to just point out that we are focused on sustainability. We really focus on trying to make sure that the things that we do are good for the current generation, but also don't negatively impact future ones. Recently, we've removed our 60-plus-year-old coal-fired power plant and secured a power supply contract with Missouri River Energy Services. The goal there is really to provide clean, reliable energy for the community. Boy, upwards of 50-plus years, it should just continue to pay dividends in the long term. Along with that, I'd like to just stay on electrical for just a minute. A couple of the things that people might see going on around the community are the transition to LED lighting. We're really trying to be as economically oriented as we possibly can and efficient. So we're changing all the street lights over to LEDs. Anything that is new installations goes to LEDs, as well as any community space. We're trying to make those investments for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're far more efficient. And number two, they last so much longer, it reduces our maintenance costs. So again, it reduces the overhead burden of the tax on the community. One of the longest term projects that hopefully will be finished in 2017 has been the locating all of the power lines underground, the underground conversion project. That's been going on since before I even got on council in 2002. And I'm really pleased to be able to say that it will be completed in 2017. There might be just a few loose ends to tie up, but the majority of everything will be underground in 2017. And the enhancements and the abilities for that, not only providing a beautiful community to look at and see, but it also provides greater reliability, so we're not susceptible to ice storms and wind storms and those kind of things. We also believe in working together with other industries. One of the greatest successes that we have that I'd like to point to is the Pella Sports Park. That was really a combination of both community and individuals making donations, as well as businesses and government, in order to all combine together and create a great facility out there that's really a safe, state-of-the-art environment for our kids to play ball, whether that is soccer or softball or baseball. And they even play cricket out there, which is an event that I need to go and see one of these days. A couple of the other things that we really focus on are really just quality of life projects. You can see with all the extra flower beds that we're creating, we try to make sure that we've got tulips in support of tulip time. I have just gotten notification that we have completed planting upwards of 125,000 tulip bulbs for the 2017 tulip time. So they are in place and ready to go. All we need is the spring and warm weather, and they should come up and be beautiful. We're also focused on programs for the youth, working on updating our library, swimming pools, both the indoor and outdoor swimming pool. We've made significant investments there. And we're also looking to improve and enhance our abilities for emergency services, whether that is fire department, police department, or ambulance services. That's one of the goals that we will talk about going into 2017.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.